How are you feeling today after such a long session? Yeah, like a marathon session that we had last night.
I mean, I'm doing fine. I mean, I'm starting off small, but I managed to not do the light switch thing.
Wow.
And even when I got home, I didn't try and fix it.
Wow. So just to share with you, Marvelous Marlene, because she was Karen was feeling a lot of anxiety, she developed OCD for, and I don't know if you're familiar with it or if you even do ritualistic things around the house or in your life, but when you have a lot of anxiety, OCD is really just a way for you to distract from the anxiety.
Okay.
And thinking about the anxiety and having to process the or deal with it. And so so is that the first day that you didn't have to do the light switches?
Yeah, this is the first time I don't know how long that I haven't fixed the light switches at home.
Wow.
There's still, like, when I go upstairs tonight and it's dark, it's going to flip the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's great. So, I mean, it's been like years and years, right?
Oh, I've always done it, even when I was a kid. Light switches had to be a certain way. Like, when you turn them on, you had to flip them up. When you turn them off, you had to flip them down. And I would go through the house, even as a kid, fixing the light switches.
So we're talking like 4 decades.
No, 5 decades.
Oh, my God.
I'm 52.
I stand corrected, yes.
As soon as I could reach the light switches, I had to fix them. So about 5. So almost 5 decades.
Wow.
So now you're actually seeing... So we have the... And Marlene, just to keep you updated, I mean, we had so many great breakthroughs last night, and Karen was feeling a lot of anxiety so that she would wring her hands just like on a normal basis, just because of the anxiety. And as we were working through different strategies and subjects and things, and we addressed the anxiety, she immediately just started putting her hands on her lap and being extremely calm. And she didn't even recognize it until we brought it to her attention. And she's like, oh, my God, I didn't even know. So the anxiety kind of went away a little bit. Or a lot of it, and then the OCD has now been broken, and then now we have to just see about the panic attacks and see if they're gone too.
Yes, and I mean, and I tried to do some of the things, like every time I started to think negatively, I didn't always succeed, but I tried to do more positive kinds of things, like with the coworker I was telling you about that, is sometimes difficult because she's very negative about things.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to, you know, go, okay, think about the good things about her and things like that, as opposed to, you know, oh, she's so high maintenance, I can't deal with this, you know. And she definitely pushed me to the limits today. But by the end of the day of dealing with her, I was like, I can't take this anymore. But I think even the kids noticed the difference in me today, because they were just like, oh, you know, Miss Huddle, you're so happy today.
And, you know,
like,
I love
I'm
it.
I'm normally very happy with them. But it was just, they were kind of looking at me like, okay, you're really happy today.
That is beautiful. That is so beautiful. Because like we were saying, once like the clutter in your mind and the clutter in your home is dissipated, that's the opportunity. And Marlene can testify to this too, that with the decluttering of her mind, your soul is just illuminated and lit up. And I'm sure when you walked into that classroom with those 5 and 6-year-olds, that energy that we were talking about, that your energy field, you were vibrating at a positive energy, and that's what they were picking up on. No matter how young or old people are, even dogs, animals, cats, like your cat, you know, even there's that vibration that you're putting out because you're feeling that freeness now.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like I said, I wasn't always successful today. I caught myself a number of times falling right back into, you know, how could I have done that? I was so stupid, you know. But no, mm-hmm. wait a minute, no, that's not true. And, you know, trying to work myself out of it, but, you know.
Now, that's a success, Karen. I don't want you to think it's not a success because you caught yourself, and that's all we're wanting you to do, and that you then switch it and you substitute it, right? So,
yes.
Yeah, because it is a habit, you're not going to just stop cold turkey, but mm-hmm. that is leaps and bounds a success because now you're actually consciously living, and mm-hmm. now you're cognitively in control. Whereas before you were just totally in reaction to life, right? And kind of unconscious. So,
I also noticed today that, I didn't realize how much I actually would wring my hands at school
mm-hmm.
until, you know, I started paying attention to it. And even, when another teacher would ask my kids questions, I would start wringing my hands like, oh, my God, are they going to remember? Are they going to, you know, am I going to look like a failure because they don't know the answer? And I just, mm-hmm. Settled myself down that, you know, yes, some of them are going to know the answer. Some of them aren't because some of them don't pay attention. and I just made myself relax and say, some of them are going to be able to answer it. Some of them won't. It just means that it doesn't reflect on me. You know, as being a bad teacher or anything. It's just, I need to still work with them on that topic or whatever, so.
Mm-hmm. So if you kind of sense you're giving up the controlling aspect of life, right? Like you got to control everything, right?
Yeah, you know, and that maybe, and I also started thinking that it's putting some of the responsibility and control back on the kids by saying, you know, I'm not going to whisper the answer to you. You know, don't look to me. You know this. I have confidence in you. You can do this. You know, just think about it and you'll get the answer. And
absolutely.
So, you know, like I was saying last night, I do all this stuff with the kids. I just don't do it with me.
That's right. So, Marvelous Marlene, what we figured out is a lot of the things that we were talking about, or at least some of them, Karen actually teaches her children in her class these things, but she never realized that she can actually give herself permission to use them on herself.
Yeah. So, but I mean, overall, it was a good day.